going to be some dark, stupid thing said about Saturn in Aquarius. I can tell you, with a decent foundation in classical astrology and many much experience and life experience, Saturn in Aquarius is one of the best things in all of astrology. And woe betide anyone who tries to ruin such a positive and beautiful thing for people. It speaks of your involvement and your investment in your community. It speaks of a practical and realistic and socially conscious approach to all that you do. It speaks to the quality and appropriateness of your relationships and comes with many other advantages. The cautionary side of Saturn in Aquarius, and again, I'm a bit ahead of myself here. This is really stuff for the third segment, but I just want to sort of put some ideas in your mind, is you have to have the right friends. You cannot hang out with the wrong people. By the wrong people, I mean the ones who are not socially conscious and actually responsible, loving, and supportive of who you are. So this is not just virtue signaling. It's not just feigning how wonderful people are. It is about having the right relationships with the right people, including your most intimate relationships and your partnerships, your business-type partnerships, and the collective realities that you hang out in, because Aquarius, sooner or later, the theme of the group manifests in Aquarius. And that is an important element of Dharma, is making sure that you are in the right relationships and hanging out with the right groups of people. And there will be, if you just, just kind of dust for fingerprints and reconstruct the narrative of the past approximately 4 months, you'll see that there were lessons about this that were dropped in. And they are relevant. They matter a lot, and you're only at the beginning, but this gave you a clue of what you might say, for example, want to make sure that you get a handle on prior to the re-entry of Saturn into your seventh house in December, simultaneous with the entry of Jupiter into your seventh house, which basically changes everything. And I've got ideas for how to describe that combination of Jupiter and Saturn working together in your seventh house, and we'll get to those after I make sure I've covered some of the details on these inner planet retrogrades. What Chiron in Aries in the ninth house is saying is your entire life is a quest to find yourself. Your entire life is an inquiry into the truth and the nature of the nature of your reality and the nature of your relationship to existence. The ninth is always about that, but when you start to make it so personal with Aries, there's nothing abstract about that. That is to say, you're particularly now with Chiron, your quest is to discover who you are. And like all things in the night, that might just mean going a few places and finding out. When you do that, remember that every stage of the journey is part of the ritual. Even packing your suitcase to go to Delphi is going to Delphi. The moment you commit and you open your suitcase and you start putting in your travel toothbrush and your socks, that's part of the quest. That's part of what is called the theoria, the journey to the truth, and every step along the way of the journey to truth counts. Now, what is particularly interesting is there's going to be a Mars retrograde in this in this area of your chart, and this to me, as far as I can, you know, read this, is an inquiry into the past indicated by the retrograde, asking about all the judgments that have been put on you in the past, including about your volition, your willpower, your desire, your motivations, and the dimension of your sexual desire. Many, many, many of these things are treated hellaciously by ninth house type institutions. Ninth house institutions are things like the church and things like, for example, the courts. But in particular, religion has been particularly evil toward the human element of being human, and has always tried to subvert that down to, well, you have to be more like God, and God is like this light shining down from the sky, which is another way of saying you're better off dead. Better off in heaven means you're better off dead. And it's like, no, you're here to have human experience. You're here to experiment with reality, and you're here to find out the nature of who you are by being who you are and experiencing all facets of being who you are. And though there have been questions heaped upon all of us through religion, now you've got this moment where you can start asking yourself some questions. Now, Mars retrograde has only begun in terms of Mars entering Aries, and it's got to be hanging around where this retrograde is going to end. Maybe we'll get there in a couple of days. But the presence of Mars stirs the pot of the ninth house. It stirs the pot of this question of who am I, right? So the sign Aries has this kind of key note phrase, I am. Well, Mars retrograde in Aries has a key phrase, who am I and who might I be? And put that in the ninth house and you've got who might I be in relationship to existence? Who am I to existence? Not only who is the nature of God, for example, what is the nature of God or goddess or prime creator, but who am I in the perception of prime creator? That's a very useful question to ask yourself, because from the standpoint of prime creation, there's only one of you. And without that one of you, this universe is not complete in any way.